Welcome to another edition of my Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss the impending tax situation regarding dividends. Right now it's the summer of 2012, and if lawmakers don't act by year end, the tax rate on dividends could top all developed nations. Lower rates on income from dividends clearly benefits American investors, as well as the overall economy. Yet, unless Congress acts before the end of the year, the maximum tax rate on dividend income could skyrocket to as high as 43.4% from 15%. That's almost triple. The top tax rate on capital gains, meanwhile, would rise to a maximum of 23.8% from 15%. That's about 1.5 times. This is a very disproportionate dividend tax increase, and there are several groups, associations, organizations, and companies that have a stake in this issue and are sponsoring a national grassroots advocacy campaign called Defend My Dividend. You might want to consider what it would mean to support this effort as well. Keeping the tax rate on dividends low and on par with the rates on capital gains would help millions of Americans who own dividend-paying stocks keep more of the dividend income they receive. Many own stocks either directly or indirectly through mutual funds, and the lower rate also supports the value of dividend-paying stocks held in life insurance policies, pension funds, 401k plans, and IRAs. If the current dividend tax rate expires, tax policy would revert to favoring debt over equity. It would also favor investments in companies that reward investors through capital appreciation rather than through dividends. And as a consequence, dividend-paying stocks are likely to lose favor, and because the market is forward-looking, these stocks might see their share prices fall. It is also important to keep in mind that shareholder income is already essentially taxed twice. Remember, a company pays a corporate tax on its earnings. This reduces the amount of net income that can be paid out to shareholders in the form of dividends. And of course, these shareholders then pay a personal tax on that dividend income. Right now, the top integrated dividend tax rate is 50.8%. That's, of course, if you factor in corporate rates, individual rates, and possibly even a state tax rate. If Congress and the President don't act to stop the increase, the top U.S. integrated rate will rise to 68.6%, the highest among developed nations. This is a very important economic issue and one that will not be settled quietly. The impact of these rates could put a huge damper on how your investment portfolio is structured and how you will generate adequate income for your future. I'll close here. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss your particular investment situation.